Building Stronger Relationships for Agriculture. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're spending a lot of time right now building relationships with President Biden and his cabinet.
The Biden administration takes over in Washington, and ag groups like Farm Bureau are hoping the transition is seamless for America's farmers and ranchers. AFBF President Zippy Duval says with their headquarters based in Washington and representing farmers in all 50 states in Puerto Rico, they want to continue being a strong voice to the administration and the new Congress when it comes to issues affecting agriculture.
We are working hard to let them know that we want to be a resource for them, just like we were in all the different Congresses and all the different cabinets over the history of our 102 history of American Farm Bureau.
Zippy Duval says President Biden couldn't have picked a better nominee for his Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack of Iowa.
We could not be any more fortunate for President Biden to pick anybody else other than Secretary Vilsack. He comes in with 8 years of experience, been a governor twice, come from a farming state. I mean, he comes in with all the credentials. He's been involved in the state and in USDA long enough to know what we go through. So he's going to come into that position, hit the ground running, because he didn't have to figure out what USDA is all about. He knows what it's about, and it's about people and service and farming and ranching.
Now, Vilsack will still have to be confirmed by the Senate before being sworn in as Ag Secretary, but Zippy Duval says he's had a great working relationship and friendship with Secretary Sonny Perdue for the past 4 years, and he's optimistic in the next 4 years with Secretary Vilsack.
And I know that Tom Vilsack will do a tremendous job, and I feel sure that he will give us a seat at the table.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.